To medical matters now, I guess from a different angle, the Chiba Cannabis Academy is partnering with another company called Carroll's Oil to launch the first in Africa medical cannabis roadshow. And to talk about what they're going to be putting in front of medical professionals who can, by the way, earn themselves continuing professional development points for this, we're joined by one of the presenters, Durban-based Dr. Carmen James, describes herself as an integrative medical doctor and health coach. Dr. James, welcome and thanks very much for your time. If I were to attend this, which I have to say I won't be coming because it's not in my wheelhouse, but nevertheless, what are you going to be presenting to people, and more importantly, why the roadshow?
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for having me, and good afternoon to your listeners. Well, it's a fantastic and exciting roadshow that we are putting together with Chiba Africa, Carroll's Oil, and Medical Marijuana 411. And basically, it is the very first medical cannabis training that has been put together as a online course together with this two-day in-person seminar. So basically what happens is that anybody who, it's aimed at healthcare professionals, so anybody who is an active healthcare practitioner, doctors, nurses, etc., they could register for the course and they would complete 20 hours of online self-study, and then they would have an opportunity to come and meet with some of us, myself, together with a number of other lecturers that will then go through 2 days of in-person education, full-on education about cannabis.
Talk to us about content, because in my very limited understanding, medical marijuana, the medical uses of marijuana, I've always heard associated with pain treatment. Is there much more to it than that? And if so, what?
Yes, there is. So pain is definitely one of them, and together with pain goes inflammation. So we do use cannabis in the context of chronic pain and inflammatory conditions, but there are a number of other different applications. For example, we can use them in people who are experiencing anxiety, depression. It's also a very powerful sleep aid. And we see a number of other applications, especially in neurology. So for people, for example, who have spasticity in the body, it can help to reduce that. And we've seen some of the most remarkable results when it comes to treating epilepsy, especially in those cases that are resistant to the typical pharmaceutical medications out there. So we're going to go deep into the endocannabinoid system, which is the system that actually integrates with cannabis. It's our body system that we all have inside of us. And we're really going deep into how does cannabis interact with this endocannabinoid system. And then we're also going to go into things like how to source the appropriate cannabis products. So whether it's inhalational, whether it's topical, whether it's edibles, how do you actually know that the products that you're getting are good and that they actually can be used for therapeutic benefit? So we go into a lot of the biology, a lot of the science, a lot of the biochemistry. There's some anatomy that's associated with that as well. And we really go into treating patients on a biopsychosocial level. So the whole patient, as opposed to just managing different symptoms.
Thanks very much, Dr. Carmen James, integrative, would that be the way to say it? Integrative medical doctor and health coach. She's partnering with a number of people, including the Chiba Cannabis Academy, and they're running some courses engaging with medical health professionals to talk about the medical uses of cannabis-related products.